It is hard to wait because sometimes God has you wait way longer than you want to. But we so often mess up our lives when we just can't wait for God.
Lori Short knows that God's word is one very key tool to use in growing deeper in faith. Today on Making Your Life Count, Lori shares some scripture that has been very meaningful to her through some challenging times.
Really, the verse that started me on this journey was Isaiah 50:10, which is, "Let him or her who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on your God." So that is the verse that I put in my journal every single year for about 5 years when I was walking in the dark.
And Lori knows how to anchor into the promises of God's word.
When I did look at the next verse, I was blown away at the added insight that verse gave to this promise verse. And the next verse says, "But woe to you who light your own fires and provide your own torches. This is what you shall receive. You will lie down in torment." Now, that's not the kind of verse that you post on social media, but I started thinking about that verse and I thought, that is so true. When we stop waiting for God and we say, you know what, God's just not doing it, I'm going to have to do it myself, we so often get ourselves in trouble because we go ahead of God's timing, or we just can't wait for the right thing, or it's good enough. And it is hard to wait because sometimes God has you wait way longer than you want to. But we so often mess up our lives when we just can't wait for God.
So look to God and His word for guidance. His timing is perfect. For some helpful resources, go to makingyourlifecount.com.